Chapter 10, A Doctor's Depression. 45-year-old Alan McDougall was a doctor who worked almost around the clock. He had no time for anything, not even for his wife. All communication had ceased to exist between them, and this had been the case for many years. One day, the wife asked her husband to drive her to a friend's home. He said, "Look, I am too busy." She said, "Please, just for once." "Okay," he said quite reluctantly. She noticed how worn out he looked, but it didn't bother her. There was no love between them anymore. His wife felt like less than a servant because he was constantly occupied with work. "I can't take it any longer," she said to herself. She remembered when she had married Alan. How beautiful the first few years were. How precious was the time when their son was born. One son, that's all he wanted. "No girls," he had said. "Nothing but trouble when they're in high school." Now that son had left home. He asked his dad to pay for his upkeep and study. Why? He couldn't stand the lack of harmony or a bond between his parents. It could have been so good. Money was no object. But it didn't bring happiness. "How true that is," she said to herself. She'd found it out the hard way. What was left of Alan? An old, worn-out, haggard-looking man for whom she felt no attraction or desire. "Look how he is driving his car. Does he know I am sitting next to him?" "I doubt it," she thought. "Just think, I am about to tell him it is over between us. I hope I have the nerve to tell him. I must admit, I'm a little scared about getting the message across to him. A doctor tells everybody else what he thinks. He doesn't expect to be told off. But in spite of that, he is going to hear my decision, short and to the point." "This is it. It is over between us," she abruptly told him. "What do you mean?" he said. "Well, the only few words you ever say to me these days are, 'Here is my laundry.'" Alan stopped the car. "Goodbye," his wife said. "The lawyer will give you the details and will make arrangements for the separation." He was devastated by this abrupt statement. He felt humiliated. The words kept running through his mind. "The only few words you ever say to me these days are, 'Here is my laundry.'" The doctor phoned an associate to take over his patients for a while. Dr. McDougall became very depressed. An associate, seeing the state he was in, became concerned and took him to the hospital. Dr. McDougall hibernated in his room, lying in bed for 10 to 12 days. He told me about the statement his wife had made, still surprised by it. There was no guilt on his part, no explanation as to how it had gotten so bad. He thought it was totally unjustified. He never, as far as I remember, talked about his wife, although the fact that he had become so depressed was an indication he must have had some feelings for her. I had to wake him up at 3 p.m. "Dr. McDougall, it is time to get up. You have been in bed too long. You don't solve any problems this way." I tried to help him to get out of bed, but he put up a fuss and said, "Hey, what is this?" "Good, I've got some reaction," I responded. "Before, you wouldn't even respond." I walked out of his room, happy that he reacted to the approach and went back to the nursing station. And who came down a minute later but Dr. McDougall, complaining bitterly about being disturbed in his sleep. From there on, he began to improve. He attended the meeting at 9 p.m. and support groups afterward, but kept the issue of his wife private and did not express his feelings about the separation or any other issues. However, he got over his depression. We got along quite well with him as a patient and parted in good harmony. We didn't hear any more about him. It appeared he accepted the situation and could live with it. I've met, as patients, two other doctors who lost their wives as a result of working way too much. One doctor and a few other professionals asked me to conduct some sessions of group therapy focused on this problem. We discussed and debated among ourselves, dealing mostly with problems relating to the kind of employment in which they were involved and coping strategies. Another topic of discussion was communication between males and females and how to break old patterns. This was very beneficial to all involved, and a bond grew between the attendees, who looked forward to participating in this group.